This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jason Mackey, you heard him there on the Showdown Sunday. I mean, he said it was like a mausoleum walking into that clubhouse. Never seen a more depressed one. He's on his way over to cover the Ben Cherington press conference, and he's with us now. Jason, we're hearing things like this team basically didn't want to play for, or didn't really have much respect for Derek Shelton at the end. Have you heard similar things?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty obvious by what you saw, Tony. I don't think it's just associated with Shelton. I don't think it's like the guys had some sort of personal vendetta against Derek. I think that there's just a really sad state of affairs over there right now. And maybe that's because of roster construction, moves made, money spent, you know, the whole gamut. Shelton's the easy fall guy, and I certainly understand firing him. I don't dispute that one bit, but like, I don't think they like, you know, soured on Shelton because like, they just think he's a bad person. I just think it's a rough situation bigger than Derek.
What kind of impact, if any, tangibly, do you think this could have on the team? Positive impact, if you had to hypothesize.
If I had to hypothesize, Chris, I would say that they do really like Donnie Kelly. I think guys will react to this and play for Donnie. I think Donnie does a really good job of something that I don't think Shelty did a great job of, and that's taking analytics and marrying them with actual baseball feel. I would hope that Donnie, being in that Jim Leland school, he was with the Astros for a couple years, they do a good job of this. Like, you can be analytically driven, but you also need to understand what's happening in front of you. And I think Derek got a little bit too adherent to that in his later days. And so, I mean, I think there's going to be a push. They have to realize what this means. Their careers are on the line and how this team responds. So I think there will be a response. It's just when we come down to it, is there a good enough roster underneath that? And I don't think there is right now.
Well, that Jason, that gets me to my next point. You're going to watch the general manager, the guy who put this roster together, speak in 20 minutes. He's supposed to address the media. He had the first line in the release saying Derek Shelton was let go. Both of those facts frustrate me as an observer, because I think he, if we're rating each guy on the quality of job they have done, I think he's done a worse one than Derek Shelton, and yet those facts that he's speaking, that he was in the press release, make me think he's going to be here at least through the end of the year, and I don't understand why.
I don't either, Chris. Why do you allow this guy to take another swat at the draft? You know, you draft Henry Davis 1-1, and he's a backup catcher, and so you're going to let him make another pick? Like, I mean, I thought they should have at least gotten two out of there, probably three with Travis Williams. I certainly wouldn't have argued with it. I don't understand why you keep Ben Cherington. I guess the reason would be that he oversees too much and maybe you reassess at the end of the year, but I worry about how much damage you do in the meantime. And I completely agree with your jumping off point that he has not put together a good enough roster. Derek Shelton in many ways was set up to fail this year. For past years, the roster hasn't been good enough. Granted, he hasn't done enough with the roster that he's given. I think that's a completely fair criticism. But Cherington has done has been much worse at his job than Shelton has. I completely agree with that.
Jason Mackey with us. Shelton said they were going to win on the margins this year. We've had calls. We've even said it fundamentals were lacking. They would give away outs. They'd give teams extra outs. In your opinion, why was that the case? You were down at spring training. Why is it that that was the emphasis put on this team? That's not something that should be out of the question for a major league team, even one with a small payroll, that they at least play the game in what looks like the right way. And they didn't too often under Shelton. Jason, why?
Yeah, I think there's a couple factors at play, Andrew. And these do all add up to what we're talking about, not winning on the margins. Like, one, you're signing players that nobody else wants, basically. You know, they're only coming to Pittsburgh because that's their only option. And a lot of times those guys are going to be lacking in some areas. And a lot of times that's been baseball sense. I also think this is under Charrington's purview. Well, I guess the other thing is, too, where their development system has not been good enough. I know I gave them a chance. Others gave them a chance to blow it up and try to develop players better. They haven't done it. A lot of the guys who have struggled have been young players who should know better, and they're not being taught any differently. They also haven't been held accountable enough. That's something with Derek Shelton. I wish he'd be more of a jerk. I wish he'd be in guys' faces a little bit more, and he's kind of been like ho-hum the nice guy the way he was in 2021 and 22. What? I don't know. I think he felt like that was his job, like brought here to sort of keep things together. And he never really evolved from that to sort of a taskmaster to say, like, look, you have to play winning baseball. This is unacceptable. I don't need to, like, keep everybody happy. Maybe you did in those first few years where you didn't have any talent. But in 23, 24, and especially 25, like, that's unacceptable. You need to go to the bench. If you can't make fundamental plays, there need to be consequences. And Shelton never did that.
How about his feel for the bullpen, Jason? I thought that was brutal.
Yeah.
And the question that comes up all the time with that is how much of that is him and how much of that is the front office during a game?
Too much. He said, I had Matt Capps on the post-game show the other night. I forget what night this was. This is where he went Majinski to Borucki to Sugar. And I asked Capps about that move. And he said that was pre-planned. That was scripted all the way. And so, I mean, that is front office stuff. And that was the wrong move. And so in that instance, blame the front office, although Shelton should override it. I can't parse out like a percent, Andrew, but I think it is the front office is certainly involved in making these decisions, and they shouldn't be. The manager should have the last say and should have a feel for the game. And Derek did not have that. We saw that in the final 10 games or the 10 game losing streak, excuse me, at the end of last year, where he was turning to guys that it just made no sense. Like mm-hmm. he had this thing about him where he was like blindly wanting Colin Holderman and David Bednar to be good. And I don't understand that. So, I mean,
that carried into this year too and cost him games.
Too much. I agree with you. The front office has had too much input, but Shelton has not had enough feel with that either. He's been very bad in that area.
Jason, I know it's not going to be Charrington. Are there any other people that you expect could lose their jobs who are like very tight with Shelton? Is he one of at least multiple moves, or do you think this is where it starts and ends with the Pirates as far as any kind of shakeup right now?
Chris, I will preface this by saying, having covered Nutting in 2019, whenever they went Hurdle and then Coonerty and then Huntington in a weird succession, I have no clue what the heck Bob's going to do. I don't think Shelton will be the only one, though, to not dance around the question. Like, he has had such a profound impact on who's hired. Like, from, you know, who's handling clubhouse stuff or travel, or like, his fingerprints are all over this stuff. So I don't think those people are immediately going to lose their jobs, but I think there's going to be a big time reevaluation of this. I can't imagine, you know, just because they get through the season with Charrington, I don't agree with this, but I can't imagine that means that Ben is safe in perpetuity. I think you have to relook at it after the season. But Shelton's just touched so many parts of this organization that I can't help but think the fallout's going to affect some other people.
Jason Mackey, who is covering the Derek Shelton dismissal press conference for us in the Post-Gazette. Check him out. Nights for us and weekends and Pirates pre and post on 93.7 The Fan. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it.
All right, dudes. Have a good day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.